Hi, this is Becca Hogan with Bear Crop Science, and I'm sitting with David Tarpey from North Carolina State University. We're going to talk for a couple of minutes about pollinator health. Hi, David.
Hi, how you doing?
Good. First question is, generally speaking, what does agricultural sustainability mean to you?
Well, to me, much like many of the speakers are talking about today, it's the ability to endure. Right, it's the ability for a long-lasting contribution, something that neither detracts or adds, but that has a symbiotic long-term association so that it's long-lasting.
And what role do pollinators, because that is your area of expertise, what role do pollinators play in agricultural sustainability?
So pollinators provide what's known as an ecosystem service. That is something that the environment provides as a means of the overall production system. And pollinators are a really quintessential example of this by using that service of going from one flower to another and completing the life cycle of the plant to enable seed and then fruit set. So pollination is a service that bees provide in order for the life cycle of a lot of our fruit and vegetable crops to actually bear fruit.
And how can we improve the health of our pollinators to ensure that they can help us meet the demands, the growing demands for food production?
So there's honeybees are a very complex system, and therefore they are susceptible to many perturbations in their annual life cycles. So there's many different ways that we can help out to make sure that the honeybee population is sustainable for those agro ecosystem services. And so combating things like habitat loss and ensuring that the bees have a functional diet and that they're able to sustain themselves throughout the entire course of the year is one way that we can do that. Another is to address threats to their health by the diseases that they acquire and that parasitize them. And a third is just to make sure that they're healthy and that they're in environments that are healthy for them. Honeybees have a wide foraging area, and they're almost like biosensors of the local environment. So anything that's out there, they can bring back to their hive and in many ways concentrate it. So making sure that they are sensing a healthy environment is also important for their health overall as well.
So kind of playing off of your answer there, me as a, you know, just a your average citizen, what can I do, and you know, my neighbors, what can we do in order to help honeybee health?
So there's several things that I like to tell the kind of citizen scientist to be able to improve honeybee health overall. One is to be cognizant of their little piece of America and making that amenable to bees and other pollinators, planting pollinator gardens, reducing pesticides that are applied during blooming periods when bees are around, just being cognizant of those types of issues. A second one, and this may be somewhat surprising, is that to know what is a bee and what is not a bee. Things like yellow jackets are wasp species, and a lot of people equate them with honeybees, and not everything that flies and might sting you is a bee. So bees are very, very beneficial. They're actually much less defensive than what most people think because they believe that yellow jackets are one and the same. And so actually understanding and respecting the different variants of insects out there actually can go a long way to helping honeybees and not just lump them all together as things that might sting me and therefore they're bad. The third thing that a lot of citizen scientists can do is actually to become an active beekeeper. It's one thing that there's a growing beekeeping community in the United States, and there is a lot of really excellent opportunities to start to become connected with one's food supply, with nature. It's really a very excellent vehicle to become a sustainable agriculturalist yourself.
Great. Great. Well, thank you for taking the time to sit with us today.
Excellent.
And I hope you're enjoying the course.
Great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.